Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. My name is Jim Valley.
Councilmember Sawant.
I'm the only council member left to vote on this. What does our movement want to do here? I will register the no vote.
I think it's a no vote.
Yeah.
So she voted no. She voted no. Record the no.
No.
Herbold, vote for aye. Johnson, vote for aye. Juarez, vote for aye. Mosqueda, vote for nay. O'Brien, vote for aye. Sawant, vote for nay. Begshaw, vote for aye. Gonzalez, vote for aye. President Harrell, vote for aye. 7 in favor, 2 opposed.
So the bill passes and the chair will sign it.
As you just heard, the Seattle City Council has voted 7-2 to repeal the jobs tax, also known as the head tax or the Amazon tax. And it was very indicative of the stereotype that is the Seattle process. Here's just an example. This is one woman who spoke in front of the city council.
I'm angry. Less than a month ago, the Seattle City Council made history in passing the first progressive tax of its kind on the top 3% of businesses to build affordable housing that has inspired working people across the country. It was the first of many necessary steps needed to address the housing crisis and Seattle's deeply regressive tax structure. And now, less than a month later, 7 self-proclaimed progressive Democratic City Council members are going to repeal this tax without even providing an alternative. So I have to ask these Democrats, what has changed so drastically in the past month about our housing crisis and the tax structure that you are willing to break all the promises you made to us about finding a solution just a few weeks ago? The thing is, nothing has changed. What the council is doing is what they have always done, putting profit over people. That's why we have the housing crisis and the most regressive tax structure in the nation.
Thank you.
You oppose this progressives, but put to the test, you've chosen the route of capitulation.
Will you please wrap up?
And for that, we will vote you out.
Thank you.
In 2019.
So I'm going to ask you to stop one more time. Being disruptive.
As you can tell from all of the chanting, there were a lot of supporters of the head tax, the jobs tax. Now, obviously, Amazon has been the face of this tax. Amazon, many of the signs that were paid for with the city dollars say tax Amazon. But not all businesses are Amazon, and not all businesses have those high profit margins. This woman represents a staple in Seattle, the Uwajimaya family. Listen to this.
Our last speaker, Denise Moriguchi.
Good afternoon. Thank you, council members, for listening to the public comment. My name is Denise Moriguchi, and I'm with Uwajimaya. Not Amazon, but Uwajimaya, and we will be impacted by this head tax if it went through. Uwajimaya has been around for 90 years. It was started by my grandfather. We've been employing people in the Pacific Northwest for 90 years. We've been feeding the community. We donate daily to the ACRS Food Bank. We also support many other organizations that support our communities most vulnerable. I want Seattle to be a vibrant, beautiful city just like everyone else. I don't want people living in tents as well. I don't want people living on the streets. But this head tax is not the right answer. Taxing businesses, small businesses, businesses that have thin margins that aren't Amazon, will impact prices, will impact jobs, and that's not the right answer. So I want to work together to find real solutions, but this employee head tax is not the answer. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope you consider repealing the head tax today.
Thank you. So
now that this version of the head tax is dead, where does that leave us here in Olympia? Well, I spoke to two members of the Senate Republican caucus, including the senator from University Place, Steve O'Bann. The first question is, are you surprised that the city council has seemingly done a 180 on this jobs tax, this head tax, also known as the Amazon tax?
I am, in that it seemed as if the Seattle City Council was unable to hear the strong message being sent by the business community and by the average citizen that they opposed this anti-jobs tax, and now somehow have come around to being more responsive. I can only assume it's because they're bowing to political pressure. We learned today that the referendum supporters who want to repeal the tax got twice the number of signatures necessary to qualify. That suggests to me that this is just pure political capitulation on the Seattle City Council's part, not that they've come to see how wrongheaded and anti-growth their original tax was.
So do you think that somebody will go back to the drawing board, or is this jobs tax issue dead?
Oh, I think we'll see the Seattle City Council look for another way to raise revenue, and it probably in a way that will hurt business, help hurt job growth. They just will call it something else. It'll be a different form of a tax. But they've raised taxes, it seems like, every month over the last couple of years. I'm sure we'll see a new tax proposal, including maybe some new form of income tax.
Speaking of taxes, you made headlines just a few weeks ago talking about your head tax credit. Why don't you refresh people's memory about what that pertains?
Sure. I had two concerns. One is you fear that that Seattle is seen as speaking for the entire state, and I did not want employers outside of the state of Washington to think that Seattle spoke, particularly for those areas of our state that have had a history of high unemployment and needing the kind of jobs that Seattle is turning its nose at. So my proposal would, instead of a $275 tax punishment or burden on jobs, instead I would want to incentivize jobs by offering a tax credit of $275 for those employers who will locate or expand in some of our most distressed counties in the state.
Are you still going to move forward with this, regardless of the position of the jobs tax?
I absolutely will, and I think what Seattle has done has only served to reinforce the need to use tax policy to help create jobs. They were going to try to discourage more growth by creating a new anti-jobs tax. What my credit does is says, yes, we recognize that tax policy has a direct connection to job growth, and we want to create jobs. So I think the Seattle City fiasco only underscores the importance that our tax policy be aligned with incentivizing job growth. And so I'm moving forward with my tax credit of $275 in January when we meet again as a session.
Now, another bill that will probably come up in January still is the one sponsored by Senator Schessler, the caucus leader, making it clear that any future taxing of jobs will be illegal. I imagine that's something that you plan on supporting or do support right now?
I do support right now, and I will sign on that bill as soon as it's ready to be dropped, because we can't trust the Seattle City Council to not return to this when the political heat is off. And I think we probably need to be creative the way we word this bill to try to anticipate other end-arounds that Seattle City Council may use to try to create a similar tax on jobs, and that hurts growth.
Does this 180 by the Seattle City Council and the fact that double the signatures were gathered to repeal this for the ballot, does this send a message to perhaps other legislative bodies, be it a city council or a county council or even the state legislature in the future, as to where the voters' minds are right now?
I think it really does send a message. I would have hoped that no message needed to be sent to Olympia or to other cities and counties. In fact, in Pierce County, where I live and I represent a portion of it, we also came up with a $275 tax credit to encourage jobs in Pierce County, and the mayors of all of our cities came forward to support that. So we didn't need to know that that was a foolish anti-growth policy here in Pierce County. We know better, but it doesn't hurt for electeds to see how people react to such a anti-growth policy of Seattle.
Any other thoughts on this head tax, the jobs tax that appears to be dead in the city of Seattle?
I think it's a testament to our democratic system. When elected leaders lose their way, we have a referendum policy, a referendum sort of bypass or safety valve that was exercised here to really echo the sentiment of, I think, a vast majority of those in Seattle who saw that as really a bad idea. So I think this is, in part, a sign that democracy works.
Republican Senator from University Place, Steve O'Bann. You may remember a couple of weeks ago that the leader of the Senate Republican Caucus, Mark Schessler from Ritzville, mentioned that he was going to introduce a new bill that was going to clarify the rules regarding municipality taxes. Many people believe that the head tax was illegal because it didn't get permission from the legislature. So Senator Schessler talks here about his plan to continue, even though the head tax, the jobs tax, is dead for now.
Well, I think they chose to lose gracefully rather than at the hands of the electorate.
Are you surprised?
I'm never surprised at anything that comes from Councilwoman Sawant and her colleagues. So that they would do an about face doesn't come as a huge surprise, but a welcome one.
Do you anticipate that even though this version of the jobs tax is seemingly dead, that we could see some other regressive tax come out of the city council?
Well, they have an insatiable appetite for new and higher taxes. We've seen an income tax. We've seen a bullet tax. We've seen a sugary beverage tax. We've seen a head tax. What will they think of next? It's new and higher, so nothing ever surprises me that they would do.
I just talked to one of our colleagues, Senator Steve O'Bann, and he believes that one of the driving factors behind this 180 switch by the council is the fact that the referendum that was going to be on the ballot in November gained twice as many signatures as needed. Do you think that had an effect on the council's decision?
Well, clearly, the handwriting was on the wall that this was wrong, and the public knew it. It's just amazing it took them so long to figure out they were on the wrong side of the public.
So does this decision by the city council, does this change the your proposed legislation that you're planning on introducing in January, kind of clarifying the rules about this illegal tax?
No, we still plan to introduce a bill to protect job creators from regressive head taxes. I think it's important that we understand that not every employer has great margins and that we welcome jobs and more jobs in the state of Washington.
Is this a sign that perhaps in the future on the city council, we may see some more moderate voices?
Well, I hope the voices of common sense that have been speaking out select their favorite council members that will bring logic to the situation, because this isn't just about Seattle. This is about a reputation that stretches to cities outside the state of Washington, more than eager to take jobs and employers away from our state.
Now, it's my understanding that you've seen some bipartisan support for your bill that's going to be coming up on the legislative session.
Absolutely. I've had input from members from both sides of the aisle that believe we need a prohibition on exactly this type of regressive tax.
Ah! Senate Republican leader from Ritzville, Mark Schessler. I'm Jim Valley. Thank you for listening. This has been The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.